Welcome to the podcast. The other day we were having this conversation about how to create a normal business is another thing, but how to create or how to start a nomad business. And then through the whole point, like, we were talking about how, for example, nomad businesses are, of course, for people who are nomad travelers, but more important, businesses are founded or created by nomad travelers. In all the cases it's like that. Sometimes it's very unintentional. Sometimes it's like you just like find yourself being a nomad and you didn't know that you were a nomad, and you are like, hi, now I'm a nomad. Like, and you don't have that whole idea that a nomad, we have that idea that a nomad is like that backpacker that doesn't take a shower never, and like that is always like going around like dirty and so on, and like doesn't have many things to do with their life. And maybe someone who is selling bracelets, like these like handmade bracelets, and that's everything. Well, in fact, it's not that far away from reality, because I started my business selling bracelets. These bracelets in $2 that are not necessarily like super nice or fancy bracelets. This looked like a party bracelet. The difference is that this has a history, this has content, and this has meaning. And these are the three things that we are going to explore today in order to find out, like, how can I actually, what are the perks of becoming a nomad traveler? If you want to learn like more things, like, for example, how to start a nomad business or things like that, of course, we're going to find that in an extended version in my masterclass. But today we're going to talk about things that are important to have in mind in order to become a nomad traveler. And that is the first thing, the history, or that story, that thing that you tell to people, right? And that thing that gives meaning or that makes sense so that you do the business you do. For example, if you start or you come to a place and you are selling cakes, it's not like just saying to people, hey, I'm selling cakes and that's everything. It's more about people want to know what's your story behind it. People want to know what's that you are doing. Like, why did you decide to sell cakes instead of, like, for example, doing buns, or instead of selling chocolate, or instead of selling pancakes, whatever other thing. Like, what is that you decided this? This is also something interesting as an introduction line, as a pickup line, like, to start conversations, to talk to people, to connect with people. And not only that, but it's also something that we call legend or the myth. Have you heard that many stories of people like who say like, oh, this is the guy or this is the girl who does this thing, who is going to this place, who is doing these things? That is the story. That is the myth. And that comes from some kind of source. And the first source to tell your story is yourself. Nobody's going to tell your story, or probably people are going to tell a story about yourself. But many of the times, that story is negative, or that story is about that something that they heard, right? Like a gossiping or something like that. The point of telling a story is to make sure that you spread the right gossiping, or that you spread the right word around, like, the circle or the people, especially if you're in a new place. Whenever you go somewhere, like, have something interesting to tell, have something interesting to talk about. Make sure that people find you interesting. And this is very funny, because we have this whole not good example, or not good, like, two examples that are the Tinder Swindler and Inventing Anna. And basically what they have in common is that they came, like, to any place, in the case of the Tinder Swindler, like, with the whole story that this was a millionaire, the son of, like, the King of Diamonds and so on. In the case of Inventing Anna, is more or less the same thing. She was a heiress from Germany. Apparently, like, she had a trust, or she had, like, a fund that was, like, over $60 million that she can only, like, claim when she had, like, enough age or whatever thing. That's the whole story about Anna, and the whole story about the Tinder Swindler, and how they use this story, like, to get into society. Probably not the best example, but it's exactly the same thing that happens with you. The difference is that you are going to tell the truth, or at least you are going to tell something that makes you passionate about. The difference is that you are going to get to a place, and at least you are going to make people interested in what you do. What is that makes you travel the world? What is that makes you work for it? You don't need to be a digital agent, or you don't need to work only in the marketing, because we used to believe that it was only, like, in the marketing world where we will have, or when we will have the space and the opportunity to work and travel as we go. But no, also in the analog world, and as the world is evolving, like, we need more and more services. Like, people, what people buy right now are services. Now people online are not only connecting, or are not only, like, let's say, hiring people for as a community manager. In fact, one of the things that I believe is that community management is sort of in between. Now it's not as needed as before, because now people have even learned how to use the social media, and have even learned, like, how to have their own, or how to be updated in their own image and so on. But then when you do that, even if you are doing like marketing services, the first thing you need to know or you need to do is that, what I was telling you, telling a story or having that story clear. And we go to the second thing. You tell the story, but then when you tell the story, you don't have really a good product to offer, or you don't have really something that is interesting or that makes people find value in what you offer. And that's where you have, you need to have content. Content is not only what comes to our mind when we talk about content. I mean, it's not only like pictures, it's not only videos, it's not only other things. Like, content is for your product to have some taste, right? Like, your product takes like what? Like, if you, again, like if we go back to the idea of baking cakes, like the cakes, they need to taste like something, right? And probably what you are selling is cakes from with an original recipe from Colombia, or you are selling cakes that are like sweet and sour, or you are selling cakes that are made with this or that ingredient that you can't find anywhere, or that you can find locally, but you transform it and you make it different. That cakes or that things that you are selling, they have a content, they have that flavor. That's the thing that after people hearing your story, people are going to taste. So people are going to do this. Imagine I met this guy who is selling cakes, and the cakes taste like heaven, right? So it's like the first thing is the story, and the second thing is the content. What happens with that is that gives consistency, solidity to your whole process of selling whatever you sell, or to do like whatever you do as a nomad traveler. And that third thing is the meaning. So the meaning is something interesting and it's tricky because it's what makes you people to remember you. And like in many cases, for example, we had for sure you've heard like of somebody who came like with a very interesting story. Like we find it like in the people who sell things in the streets, right? Like they are like, hey, can you come and can you give me something, or can you like just like buy me this thing and so on. Yes, you probably buy that thing, but since there are so many guys and that thing is delicious, but since there are so many guys who do the same thing on the streets, you don't really remember the name of the guy. Sometimes you don't even remember where you bought this thing. You say like, oh, I bought it in the streets, but I don't remember who was exactly the person that I bought it for or from. And this is when the meaning is so important, because the meaning is what makes the people imagine, I met this guy who is selling cakes. These cakes taste like heaven. And he's selling the cakes because he wants to sell 10,000 cakes. That meaning connects you with people. That meaning creates a community. That meaning gives you clients. Gives you, at the end of the day, a base of people who believe in you and who are going to promote you, because the meaning is what makes people want to cooperate with you. It's what makes people like want to connect you with other things and want like to take you to different places and to do different things for you. And that meaning is what we are looking at like when you are becoming a nomad traveler. So then let's say that you have the three parts, but then you say, okay, that's so exciting. Yes, I have a story. Yes, I have content. Yes, I have meaning, but I have no money. Right? And there's this whole myth about the money and about like how money is so important for our society and why money or money being like the main thing that now we talk about in every meeting. And we're thinking that the money is what we need. Most of the entrepreneurs that I always meet or that I give advisory to, they always say, like when I ask them, like, what's the thing that you need the most right now? Money. Like most of the entrepreneurs, like many people who are starting the businesses, they think that the thing that they need is money. They don't need money. And you may say, no, you need money to start a business, to do things. Like, guess what? I traveled to 64 countries in 12 months selling bracelets in $2. No money. No debit, credit card, nothing. No, like, return ticket or anything. And how did I do it? Well, basically, what you need then, after having those three things, like, clear, like, you have it in your mind. You know that you need, again, the story. You need the content and you need the meaning. After having those things clear, the next thing that you are going to do, if you want to live out of your talent and if you want like to create something, is to do an MVP. What's an MVP? An MVP is basically a prototype of what you are selling. An MVP is basically a minimum viable product that is going to help you to show people what is that you want to do. How do you do an MVP if you sell something like if you sell something physical, it's very easy, right? Because if you sell cakes, the only thing you need to do is to make a first cake and to go to your parents or to your friends or to people and say like, hey, I want to sell these cakes. What do you think about this? People are going to say these cakes are awesome. You have two decisions. The first decision is to go digital and to have the testimonial of the people and like people saying like, hey, these cakes are awesome, buy the cakes, blah, blah, blah. And you start like from your community or with your community selling the cakes until when you have enough money to start traveling, like spreading your thing around the world. Like, so these people are going to help you to spread the meat, right? Like doing that marketing. Like marketing your cakes through the testimonial of people that you are giving free samples, or through the feedback of people, because those cakes, you wouldn't think that they taste like heaven, or people are going to say, oh man, this tastes like flour, I don't know, like fabric. These are not good cakes. So you're going to have this feedback, and this feedback is going to help you. In the case that you are doing a digital service, or that you are offering a digital service, well, it's exactly something similar. The only difference is that what you are going to do is to offer that thing to people who you may think that they need it, or to friends. If you don't have people who are actually potential clients, either for physical or digital services, what you do then is to ask your friends and people to help you recommend or get recommendations. And then from that, you will get, for example, to go to the second step. Like, and after having the marketing like super clear, having a minimum viable product, then having the marketing strategy there in place, like to make sure that the minimum viable product is something that people can see and that people can touch. And if the minimum viable product is something too expensive, like, I don't know, you want to make a car, man, you don't really need to have a car, but at least you have a 3D, at least you have drawings, at least you have something, at least you design and you draw the part. Like, problem of most of the people is that it's not that they need money, it's that they are mediocre. Like, and they think that money is the thing that is going to solve, but yet we've seen so many cases of people who have the money, but they still haven't solved the thing. Right, so not always the money is the most important thing. Then the marketing is actually important. And then at the end, the other thing is important is to know what's the ecosystem that is out there. And in the next episode, we are going to talk about what's like the ecosystem for nomad travelers, and also what are the segments in which we should invest as nomad travelers, or the services that we should work on as nomad travelers, the things that are more required. But before that, I just want to say that it's important to know what's the ecosystem. What or who are the people who will receive you? Who are the things that you must know about that country? Who are those things that that you will be interacting with? And to know if that thing is going to be against your culture, if it's going to be too hard for you, or if it's going to be something different and you are willing to do it, or if it's not. To be open to curiosity is important, because it doesn't matter if you have the story, if you have the content, if you have the meaning, then it doesn't matter if you have the minimum viable product, if you have the marketing in place, and if you know the ecosystem. If you are not willing to be open and to learn from the experience, to fail tremendously, or to succeed majestically, you are not going to be able to travel.